This is Dakota Datebook for July 30th, the date the Apple Creek fight began in 1863. It's written and voiced by Dakota Goodhouse, Hunkpapa Lakota Yanktonai, who is also an interpreter at the State Heritage Center and Museum in Bismarck.
It was early June 1863 when over 3,000 soldiers under the command of General Sibley marched into Dakota Territory to engage the Sioux Indians in a punitive campaign following the events of the 1862 Minnesota-Dakota conflict. Intense drought in 1863 had driven game from the Great Plains. Bison, the main source of food of the Lakota, disappeared. By midsummer, the Hunkpapa crossed the Missouri River to hunt bison in the muddy wallows of the Pothole Lake region. The Yanktonai, whose traditional homeland centered on the James River, decided to do the same. Some of the Santee fled west into Dakota Territory. They wintered at Spirit Lake, and by midsummer of 1863, they too decided to hunt in the Pothole Lake region. It was coincidence that brought these three groups together near Big Mound when General Sibley arrived. The Hunkpapa and Yanktonai had nothing to do with the 1862 Minnesota-Dakota conflict, but were caught up in the fight nonetheless. Hunkpapa leaders like Sitting Bull, Waxen Red, Black Eyes, and even Red Tomahawk defended the people alongside Dakota leadership of Ink Baduta, White Lodge, Two Bear, Standing Bull, and many others. These leaders organized a sinuous escape west across the landscape to Apple Creek, which allowed thousands of women, children, and elders to ford the Missouri River. Many were still crossing the river when General Sibley's command appeared at the eastern edge of the river valley. About 500 warriors took the hill they called the Bluff, where they gather paint. Soldiers chased women and children into the river. Many survived by cutting reeds and breathing through them. They held on to stones under the water until nightfall before emerging. Others were not so fortunate and drowned. Those who crossed successfully took the hills on the western edge of the valley and flashed sunlight on mirrors to signal to the men on the bluff that they made it. The Apple Creek fight lasted from July 30, 1863, to August 1. Sibley's command was unable to take the hill, and he was unable to take prisoners. On the last day of the fight, General Sibley withdrew his command from the field. This was the only Native victory of the 1863-1864 punitive campaigns. Dakota Datebook by Dakota Goodhouse.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.